This is the Composer's Datebook for September 13th. I'm John Zeck. The Grove Dictionary of Music defines the word aleatory as follows: a term applied to music whose composition and or performance is to a greater or lesser extent undetermined by the composer. But isn't music supposed to be organized, planned, and determined sound? Isn't aleatoric music a contradiction in terms? Well, not necessarily. Musicians throughout the ages have delighted in spontaneous, improvised sound, or musical games in which the results will be different with each performance. In the 20th century, American composers like Charles Ives and Henry Cowell often gave performers a great deal of freedom in the realization of their scores, and John Cage developed what he called chance operations into an art form all its own. On September 13, 1986, at Avery Fisher Hall in New York City, Leonard Bernstein conducted the Israel Philharmonic in the premiere of his new Concerto for Orchestra, subtitled Jubilee Games, which incorporates some aleatoric or chance elements. Bernstein explained, "Its first movement is musical athletics, with cheers and all. It is also charades, anagrams, and children's counting games. But mainly, it is celebratory, therefore spontaneous, therefore aleatoric, ranging from structured improvisation to totally free orchestral invention. It is thus inevitable that the movement will vary considerably from one performance to another, and even one rehearsal to another."
Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach for their clients' investment and retirement goals. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. For over 80 years, T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence.
Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.